Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything.
What's up, guys? It's the Planet Dance. Yo, Shane, what's up, my man? You there?
Yo, good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man.
Yeah.
It's just a great day.
Yeah. I'm out here in Indianapolis. It's crazy out here. A lot of stuff is going on, so the connection is crazy. So I want to make sure we all clear. It's cold. It's about 30 degrees out here, so I'm not used to that. I'm used to the heat. So I'm not functioning right today. What's good? How you been?
Indiana, man. Indianapolis. I actually hit a couple of my peoples out there. See if we can get you linked to some of the convict people that we know out there. But you know, man, we're just doing it the easy way, putting these dots together and you know, really focusing on a new system we put together called Web Popularity, and people are going nuts on it right now.
Oh, dope, definitely. I want to get hooked up on that. I haven't heard of it yet. That's dope. Sounds sick.
Yeah, I just made it up.
Okay. Stupid. Just making up stuff on the radio. Here we go. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. I want to say happy birthday to all the happy birthday people today and all that good stuff. I got a lot of people calling in all this week talking about how come I don't ever do birthday shout-out. So if you send me your birthday on my Twitter, Sparks5678, or on my Instagram, Sparks5678, I would definitely announce it and put you on blast. And hopefully you're cute because I'm putting up pictures and all that good stuff. So I just want to let y'all know that. But let me get to the thing that's going on right now out here in Indianapolis. Indianapolis is cold, but I'm having a great time. I got a company called Too Much Dance. They're like, Shay, yo, we're having a competition out here called Bring It On, and it's actually the fifth season of it, so it's like a really big thing out here. All the dancers are crazy. I had a big workshop today at the studio, and the dancers there, I say 50-50, you know, like 50% was cool, 50% was like dope, and the icing on the cake was they had some of the Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders there, so they came in and represented, and I actually tweeted some of the pictures, so if you ain't seen that, or Instagram, if you ain't seen it, go check them out, Hot Chicks. But everything else is beautiful. I'm out here for a couple of days. We got the competition tonight starting at 5, so my house is starting at 6 o'clock. So if you're in Indiana, if you're in Indianapolis, make sure you come through. I don't have the address. That's the only thing I don't have is the address, but it's on my Facebook. Go to Facebook, Facebook.com/Shane Sparks. Check it out. Make sure y'all come support because I heard the dancers here are crazy. So I'm really excited about that. Some of the crews are hitting me up like, you want to see stuff you ain't never seen before, Shane. I was like, okay, you should get our choreographed movie. You got served, so you better be good.
Make sure your connection's fading a little bit, man. Make sure you got that signal.
Okay, yeah, I'm in one spot, though.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, don't move. I'm getting a bad connection out here. Indianapolis don't like the iPhone. they trip it. So, yeah. But so they was telling me, like, you're saying you better be ready, man, because we got some hot stuff for you. I was like, all right, man, you know, I'll be here, but don't let me down. Whatever you do not let me down. So I can't wait to get out. Wait till this is over with tonight because they got a big party planned for me tonight. I don't know if you're in Indianapolis, you probably heard of this club called Cincy or Cinsu. They say it's the hottest club out here, so we just got VIP tickets to go down there and hang out. so I'm a little bit excited. But check this out. Chris Brown just released his video for that crazy song he got out right now. And if you haven't seen the video, go see that video. It's what Michael did back in the day with Thriller, but to the next level. It's like to the next level. I'm a big Chris Brown fan, you know what I mean? But, I'm not like, oh, Chris Brown, I'm not like that. But I respect his work, I respect his dance, his talent, his drive, you know? But this video right here is like the epitome of what I would think, the way I think and how I create. If you ever seen it, he actually takes little snippets of, like, Tron, and little snippets of Thriller, little snippets of, old karate movies, and just futuristic rise. Is that a word? Futurized it. Don't speak my word.
Making up words now, I'm saying.
Yeah, I see you right now. But it was crazy. I'm sitting up there watching this video. Okay, now what I like about it, the choreography wasn't crazy all over the place where people were like, oh, my God, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It fit the video perfectly. Hot choreography, hot dancers. Chris Brown looked dope in there. Of course, the Lamborghini just put the icing on the cake. But he's got these Tron symbols and all this glow-in-the-dark motorcycle cars and stuff all in there. And then he's got this rival against, if you've ever seen it, you go check it out. But it's basically a little girl. She's an Asian girl. Chris Brown's in love with her. She's in love with Chris Brown. The Asian world is like, no, we can't have you hanging out with this dude. But she goes and leaves with him anyway. So they get in the Lamborghini and just go. There's a fight scene with Quest Crew. So sick. But it's all karate. It's not dancing. So you see your boy Hawk come up out of there with the hair and all that bull crap. Fighting and Chris is doing all these flips and stuff, and it's almost like a Bruce Lee scene. And then they go to the next scene they go to is when he basically walks outside. The daddy comes up like, "Yo, check this out. This is some girl. Leave her alone. It's my daughter." And he's like, "Yo, if your daughter wants to be with me, let her be." So he said, "You don't know who you're messing with." And they pull out like a million guns out on Chris, and they stop it, and they looking at Chris. Chris got this look on his face like, "I don't even think they really know that they're in my hood." And then all these dudes come out the building with guns. Straight at the Asian dudes now sitting in the middle of the circle, all staring at each other like, okay, go check out that video. It's the sickest, to me, conceptually, one of the coldest videos to come out. He go in history with that one, mark my word. And Omari tried to do it with Touch, and I got so much respect for Touch and Omari, but this Chris Brown video just took it to the next level, like 100%. The song, like, honestly, the song was cool to me. It wasn't the best song that, from Chris that I like. It was cool to me. But once I saw the video, I was like, this song, man, it's the song concept, everything is sick. So now when I hear the song, now I'm relating it. His energy is different. The way he dressed is different. It's everything about what he did with this video. So I got to, I just want to talk about that real quick so y'all can, like, check it out because, it's some stuff out there that's really sick that everybody need to be a part of and witness. Something that I saw online the other day, man, it's so crazy because I don't understand what's going on in the world. This is getting a little deeper, going to another side. Something I saw online the other day, man, somebody put up on Facebook, and I know you've seen it. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The guy with the dog. I don't know. Eric, if you're online, listen to me, man, and tell me what you're thinking. If you ever seen it, while I'm on the line, while I'm on the phone, go on Facebook and look it up. It's ridiculous. This guy takes this dog by its tail and drags it on a roof, grabs him by his throat and tail, and throws him off like a four-story building. And they film him fall all the way off the building and hit the ground.
That's sad. That's
I can't understand what will make a person do that. Like, they have to be just 100% soulless. And I don't know what's going on in the past 15, 20 years with people in their heart and their soul and their spirit, but it's gone. Some people are just gone. And you probably don't even want to see it because after I saw it bothered me for like 2 days. It just tripped me out. I couldn't understand. I had to 100% compress it and put it out of my head. But it just came back to me right now. If you see it, it will blow your mind. And if you can't handle it, do not watch it because it will mess you up. But I just don't understand what's going on in this crazy world, man. So, I just want to put that out
that,
there.
That person needs to be tarred and feathered and then set on fire, okay? That is
yeah.
not that is not cool. Like,
you should have saw the comments, man.
Yeah, I bet. And, you know, it's funny what people will do to get a little attention on their social media. It's sad.
It's crazy to me, man, because they put us in a position to say, yo, you're not popular unless you got this many hits on your Facebook or Twitter or whatever. So they put us in a position to do whatever it takes to get popular. It's almost like you're not worth talking to unless you got $10 million. So people in this world do anything they want to get $10 million so they can be popular and get known and get respect. You know what I mean? Instead of just being, I don't want to be popular, dude. I just want to take care of my family. I just want to work hard and live a good life. Being popular is whack. When you're really popular, if you've really been popular, it's not all it pans out that everybody thinks it is. It's not that. It's a lot going on. Every move you make, you have to be careful. Every person you meet, every guy you meet, every girl you meet, every decision you make, you have to be so cautious and conscious of everything because somebody is waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for you to do something that's going to give them a reason or give them something to put online to destroy everything you've created. It's not all that, you know, all it cooked out to be. Everybody's like, oh, I want to be popular, I want to be popular. Yeah, most of the people that are really popular, if you call and talk to them, they'll be like, dude, I want to have the success I have because I'm very talented and I want to be appreciated. But you could keep all that other stuff. You could have all that stuff. You could have all that running around in paparazzi. You could have all that, man, because at the end of the day, you think paparazzi's cool when you ain't in that world. But when you're in that world and you got a girlfriend and then something crazy happens where you get divorced or break up or get into a fight and then they take pictures of that and film that and then put you on blast all over the world, it ain't cool no more. That is definitely 100% going to happen because nobody on this earth is perfect. So you're going to do something wrong. It's just a matter of time, and it will be posted. Trust me.
I agree, Shane. I got some news exclusively for Planet Dance since I reconnected with her via you and your show.
Okay.
You know, your girl you just had on, Miss Jalissa Lynn, your guest.
Jalissa Lynn,
This is just the funny thing about how small of a world it is. Jalissa knows me from back in the day. I was one of the first people she met when she came in here. And she was excited to hear from me. So we started talking, and we're proud to announce that she's actually now one of our new hosts and one of the new shows we're developing with Easy Way Broadcasting. So we appreciate Planet Dance and you for relinking that, and we're going to be making some magic happen with that. And also, I want to stress to all the listeners your Facebook page, because a lot of people, you actually got a lot of interaction right now on your real Facebook page, the one with the red hat, okay? And If it's a black shirt and a red hat, that's the real Facebook page. And you're hearing Shane Sparks on the show tell you that's the legitimate page. Because you got, like, I don't know, 14, 15 messages saying, you know, is this the real one? I hope this is the official
right,
one.
Right,
is this
right,
the real one?
Right.
You know, so make sure that you push that. And I hope that you're going to be giving that page some pictures and some things cracking with you and all these tours and all these different things that you're doing. And, you know, just some behind-the-scenes pictures and what your fans want to see.
I want to apologize about that, too, because I get that a lot. Like, you need to post more pictures. The thing is what happens, I go out and I'll have my iPhone with me, and I'll be doing all these events, and other people will take pictures, and they will promise me, I'm going to send them to you. I'm going to shoot them over to you. I'm going to email you. And they never, ever do. You know what I mean? So I just got to make a point to, when I go out, I got to take a special camera with me to get to take the pictures that I need. That's what I did on this trip. I was like, I'm using my phone, using my camera, so I can have this stuff, you know, so I won't have to wait on people. But, yeah, that's what's going on right now. So I apologize for that, but I will start posting more pictures and more stuff up there so y'all can see what's going on in the life of Shane Sparks, because I'm going to tell y'all, it's getting crazy. I know I talk about it all the time, but there's some great stuff going on, great meetings. I was with Casper Smart the other day. We had a meeting with Herman of World of Dance, working on some stuff, like some really dope projects. So that's beautiful. And this other stuff with what's the show? Follow the Leader. No, Life. God, I can never think of the dance. King of the can never think of this show, and I'm talking about it every day. Well, I'm going to go to the other one. We got this one called Latin Flavor. If you're in the L.A. area, even if you're close to the L.A. area, we hold auditions for kids. I think from 10 to 15 years old, age, I say about 5'2 to 5'3 and under, you know, as far as your height, because it's a dance show. Picture, I think I talked about this before, but picture like Arsenio Hall in Living Color, the movie You Got Served, and Rachel Ray mixed in one show where you get dance, you get artists performing, you get interviews, you get food cooking, you got TV monitors all over the place. You know what I mean? You got this big stage for all the performances to happen, and we're going to be hiring dancers to open up the show and close the show, and they're going to be wearing my gear, special gear from me, exclusive, you know, my Dance Monger gear. So it's really called Dance Mongers Unite, DMU. So it's crazy, but stuff like I'm out here and I'm getting meetings, I'm having meetings on the phone like right as we speak and making things happen, and the Dolls, great stuff happening with the Dolls. They're going to be performing at this event. I will be posting it, but they got new song, new choreography. I need y'all to go check them out because it's getting crazy. And King of the Streets, you know what I mean? That's the name of the show. It's called King of the Streets, and basically I told y'all about it, but we're looking for the hottest dancer in your city, and it's going to be two crews that's going to battle on the show at a specific location, and they're going to be added to the 10 top dancers in each city, and then they're going to fight to battle to see who's the best on the streets. So all that's working, and it's all good, because I was having a meeting. I didn't have a meeting today, but I was talking to these kids in my class today, and one of the dudes came up to me. I can't remember his name, but I just met him. He was like, I was in my class, and I told people, I said, there's dancers that dance from choreography, and there's dancers that are street dancers. I'm a street dancer. I was never, like, taught to dance by an individual, like in a class. I was taught to dance by a lot of people, by watching, learning, and just dancing. So it's just straight street. And I was telling them, I break my class down a little more because I know how hard it is to pick up choreography when you're just a street dancer. And I hope y'all feeling me right now because this is real. So he came up to me. He said, I'm glad you made that comment because when I'm in classes, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I got two left feet. But you put me on stage, I'll murder anybody on the stage. And I was like, dude, I feel you. That's how most street dancers feel, and that's how they grew up. So I was just telling him, make sure you perfect taking classes, perfect isolations, perfect doing choreography, remembering choreography, remembering certain dance moves and certain dance styles. Because if you're a beast in the street, when you come to the stage with dancers and choreography and commercials and movies, dude, you're going to murder everything. And especially if you got a good look to you, because, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a visual thing. When you come to Hollywood, everybody wants to see a person that looks good and, you know, or have a unique look about them. You know, I'm going to say a unique look about them. So it was dope that he brought that up because that's something that I stress a lot, man. And I was just like, yo, keep up the choreography because that's what's going to get you work. The freestyle is only going to get you a reputation in the streets or at the club. You go, oh, yeah, you can dance. But if you go to an audition, I don't care how good you are on the streets. If you can't pick up 4/8 counts, if you can't remember 4/8 counts, you will never, ever work as a dancer. You will get freestyle stuff, and they'll let you go in a video and be the only dancer in there. You'll get stuff like that, but you're not going to tour. You will not be in somebody's video. You will not do commercials because you got to be able to do choreography. And that's the element of dance that's lagging right now is the street side of it because that's where the real dance comes from. People don't understand it. The real dance, you see people dugging in, you see people doing the Harlem Shake, you see people doing all those dances. Those dances all come from the streets. Then they get commercialized and everybody start doing like, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. You know, but the real side of it, it all comes from the streets. Those are the real dancers. They're creating all this stuff. Hollywood is just basically just like capitalizing on it. You know what I mean?
I can relate, Shane, because I'm a street dancer myself. As you know, I'm ultimately freestyle. But I got involved in an organization called Pulse Dance Troupe, and we were dancing at the Laker games and the Magic Mountain and SeaWorld and the theme parks and you know, hitting the crew stuff. And it was the choreography was a different thing for me. But I want everybody to know that it's like a matter of how much do you really want it, because it's a lot of work. If you don't know choreography, you don't know 8 counts, 4 counts, and things like that. I went in there and I felt like a street dancer in a choreography room. You know, it was
right.
It was a whole another world. But you know, I actually did take a lot of time to try to learn choreography, and not everybody can do it. But I completely agree with you there that you got to know how to be able to think fast on your feet, be able to pick things up quick, and yeah, you have to know the choreography. So I've had a little bit of experience.
Yeah.
I thought I'd share that. And also too, man, you know, Easy Way Broadcast is on Twitter, and we're going to be opening up a lot of opportunities for a lot of people via the Planet Dance Show. We're looking for a lot of artists, a lot of their music. We are looking for more music to start playing on the station. I know we've had a couple requests on that on your fans page. You know, are you looking for new artists and stuff like that? So I want to definitely let the listeners know that we're going to be opening up those doors and those opportunities for not only auditions and dance situations, but also music situations. And we want to keep that independent movement going.
Yeah, definitely. I actually get that offer a lot, and I actually have a girl that I'm gonna try to get her on next week. It got kind of crazy this week, and I want to apologize to her. But my boy Chris Tyler, he actually sent me a song of this girl. She's like she sings in church or whatever, but the song is not so much singing, you know what I mean? But it's just got a good message to it. But it sounds like mainstream song. Beat is crazy. The vocals are crazy. Lyrics are crazy. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, wow. And it's a feel-good song, and it's a good message. And I got this the company that I brought on here, the Wake Up Crew, I brought them on here, and we actually shot that video, and I'm in the process of editing it now. And I think I might end up using her song because the message in it is so positive, and I love it. So I'm probably going to bring her in next week so she can basically talk about where the song came from, why she wrote it, what she's doing, who she is, and what she's trying to do for the future. And I can't remember her name. I apologize for that, too. But I got it, like, about a week ago. So, but I will be talking to her this week trying to figure out if we can get her on so y'all can hear this song. But the song is banging. You hear it, you'll be like, wow, this is a banging song. But then when you hear the message, it makes the song mean that much more. So
your signal's kind of going out again, man. Make sure you got that good signal. We want to hear what you're saying.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Okay. Oh.
Well, I was in one spot. Just happens to go out. But but that's what happens when you're using the internet. Sometimes you get good signals, sometimes you don't. You just never know what's gonna happen. But y'all can hear me now, so it's all good. But yo, I wanna tell y'all a story real quick because we was talking about that freestyling stuff. It's crazy because if me, Chris Tyler, Keith Sperlin, Ronald Kiner, Cold Crush, if we would have came out here in the early 90s with what we was doing, because that's all we did was choreography, we'd have, you know, I'm not going to say nothing crazy, but we would have probably murdered half the people out here. But the thing is, I remember Chris was, Keith was in the Marines, and he was like, Shane, if y'all came to L.A. and we were Cold Crush as we were and did what we did, he said we would have took over L.A. at that time because nobody was doing choreography. They were all just dancing, just jumping around, just doing whatever hot dance was out. And we, as Cincinnati dancers, we created all our stuff. If you sit in a room with us, you're like, dude, y'all have like 10 dances that's never been out before. That's what we do. We created dances. We sat in the basement. We was like, oh, this is dope. Okay. Oh, this started. Okay. And I'm not lying. I'm not fronting. Like, we saw stuff on TV and we did it. We was like, oh, that's dope. That's dope. But at the end of the day, we created our own style. So I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, if we'd have came out here, we'd have murdered. But I was like, let me tell you how I met my best friends and how, you know, how dance is just my life. And I'm telling the story because I have so many people that talk to me, and they just want to kind of know more about where I came from and why I do what I do. And I give them a surface story, like, oh, yeah, I danced, came to L.A., da-da-da. But the real beginning of it, man, the thing that stole my heart was I remember when it was me and Keith, and we was looking for a new dancer. And they was telling us about this guy named Prince. And that's what they call him, Prince. I'm not sure what was going on with that. But we was like, all right, we got to go to this club. And the skating rink, we went to the USA skating rink. And this dude came out. And this nigga was cool. Okay. He came out, ticking, popping, locking, everything on his toes. Had this look of the eye of the tiger, 100% eye of the tiger on his face. And it was like, I was like, who is this crazy dude up here ripping everybody? And he's like, that's Prince. I was like, oh, this the guy we came to see? He was like, yeah. So we walked up to him, most humble dude you ever want to see. That turned out to be Chris Tyler. For those of you who don't know, and those of you who do know, but it was Chris Tyler. And our friendship, like, it's crazy because our friendship that day, I think that was the day I realized a friend. Like I always had Keith with me. Me and Keith, we met, and we always were good friends. But it's different when you meet certain people, you know what I mean? And when I met Chris, it was weird because Keith was my friend, my best friend at the time, and Chris was somebody I had just met. But it was just something about him, that something so humble about him that drew me towards him. But I'll tell you this, just when our relationship got really close when Keith Sperlin went to the Marines. He was like, hey, I just got drafted. He didn't get drafted. I don't think he got signed up or whatever. But he was like, yo, I got to go and be gone for a while. So basically I'm passing the torch down. And when we was with Keith, Keith did all the choreography. So me and Chris would just be like, you know, we was just like the students, you know, we would be like, okay, whatever Keith made up, that's what we would do. We had all these ideas, and Keith was the type that we would have out there like, yo, Keith, what about this? He was like, oh, that's cool, but let's do this. And we were literally like, okay. So when Keith left, I don't even think Keith even knows this story. When Keith left, he left the torch in our hand, and that gave me and Chris the opportunity to do whatever we wanted to do. So then it went from us three dancing. It went from a lot of us, but it went from us dancing to just a duo. So me and Chris was Cold Crush, okay? We went around and murdered every high school in Cincinnati, every talent show, every show you can imagine. Me and Chris just went and murdered. Every competition, we just murdered. And that's when our name started getting, like, super popular. And then Keith came back, and he was like, I'm back. We was like, what's up? So he didn't know that when he left that we just kind of, like, took over. So Keith came back, and then he had to basically evolve into our style. You know, he had to catch up to our style because Keith was the type that – Keith was one of the sickest choreographer dancers I ever met in my life. I must put that out there. Like, I saw him battle a crew called the Fresh Crew back in Cincinnati when we was at USA Skating Ring, the whole crew. I'm not saying we battled and they battled. Keith battled the whole crew by himself. And when I tell you he didn't duplicate one move, you know how you watch somebody dance and after you watch them so many times, they start doing the same thing over and over, just a different way? He didn't duplicate, not one move. They start tutting, Keith starts tutting. They start doing a prep, Keith starts doing a prep. They start popping, Keith starts popping. I mean, it was, and Chris can vouch for this. If he was on the phone, he'd be like, I wish I had all three of them on the phone, or both of them on the phone, because y'all would be tripping. But Keith murdered that crew all by himself. So when he came back from the Marines and had to adapt to our style, me and Chris was more the jump to the floor, you know, flip around, big move, just murder. We were straight for battling. So Keith had to come back and adjust to that, and it was crazy because he had to adjust to us, but he didn't miss a step. He came back and he ripped just like, you know, he was like he never left. But I just wanted to kind of like tell y'all a little story of Chris, Keith, and Shane. In my world, we were the best dancers. In our mind, we were the best dancers. And to this guy that I met today, I just want to let him know that street dancing is first. Whatever you do, don't ever lose that. Well, whoever you dance with, that's your crew. And I want to touch on something else, too. Since I left that crew, I danced with Cold Premier, Cold Crush, Floor Rockers, Cold Crush. Those crews I danced with or sang with, because I grew up with them, when I came to L.A., I never, ever danced with another crew again. And that's why people say, they always say, we never see you dance. Because the way I grew up, the dancers I grew up with, those were my dance partners. It's almost like a guy marrying his wife. His first wife should be his last wife. And if she passes or he loses her, a real marriage, he would never be able to marry another woman, or he would never be able to be with another woman the way he was with her. And if he was, it would never be the same. He would never have those same feelings. Our marriage as dancers was like that for me. I'm one of the most loyal people you'll ever meet. And when I left Cincinnati to come to L.A., and then I left Cold Premier, that was the last crew I danced with. Even though they were a singing group, that was the last group that I was with my boy Chris. So out here, I met so many dance crews, I met so many people, but I never would ever dance with them because they don't dance the way I dance, they don't think the way I dance, they don't move the way I move. So it's hard for me to dance with them. And the only time I ever got the feeling of that, like kind of got a little itch, I was like, oh my God, I just felt it, is when I was doing, what's his name? My mind is so crazy right now. So much is going on. Marcus Houston, and we was doing that song "Circle," and if y'all remember the video "Circle," I had created that dance called the dance "Freak Nasty" when it was like shuffling the feet and snapping the arms, all that crazy stuff. I was dancing with three other dudes, the dancers that danced in the video, basically. And as I was choreographing it, when we were doing it, it was so crazy because I looked to my right, even though it wasn't Chris, I looked to my left, even though it wasn't Keith, I felt that same energy for the first time in years. And I was like, I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all. I haven't felt this since I was a little kid. So there's something special about this. And we would murder that routine. The only bad part about it is we didn't get any of that on tape. I was so mad because that's the first time I felt that in years. And people say, you'll never dance. Because I don't feel that with other people. It's a feeling. And only people in crews understand what I'm talking about. Only crew members know what it's like to dance with your crew and then try to dance with somebody else. It's not the same. It's just not the same. It's like being with a girl, then trying to be with another girl, and you don't care about her. If you love this girl and then you cheat on her, you know something's just wrong, and that's how it is for me. So, yeah, I know I'm rambling, but I just want to put that out there because it's a lot going on in this dance world for me as a dancer, and when I meet other dancers, I kind of want them to be able to relate to me a little bit more and understand that I'm not just this guy on TV. Before TV, I was a struggling dancer that would do anything for dance. Like, I gave up everything. I drove from Cincinnati to L.A. because I believed in this dance world. You know what I mean? So I just want to put that out there and make all the dancers understand that if you love it and if you feel like you got that special gift, run with it. You can't half-step it. Give some of your life to this world to see if it's really there, if it's really for you. Because some people give a year, and that's not enough time. A year, that's just training right there. That's just like the first year of training. You know, you can't do that. You got to dedicate your whole life to this. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so, hey, if I get anybody on the line that wants to talk, yeah, I need y'all to check me out. Shane Sparks, I'm in Indianapolis, so I don't have all my information in front of me, so I can't see anything. So E is controlling everything for me, but I'm still here. I started from the bottom, now I'm here.
You started from the bottom, now we're here. Everybody, come on. That's the new song. So you said that you're editing a video. You know, I was thinking, Shane, that you were talking about. By the way, we got, just so you guys know, in the background there, that's the Choa Boys, which is another group that Mr. Shane is doing his thing, and that's a song called Crazy. And I like the song, so I'm playing in the background while we're talking here.
Hey, real quick. Oh, Choa Boys just did a song with the girls, Dolls, and it's fire, and I will have it for y'all exclusively, hopefully next week.
Nice. Okay. So now the Wake Up Crew, the Wake Up organization, they're not a nonprofit yet, correct? Are they planning on doing a nonprofit type situation? Because I'm thinking they could be that nonprofit that your show could officially support.
I'm gonna tell you this: they're brand new. Everything is new. They've been doing it for a small amount of time, so everything is brand new. But they've done a lot. But like I said, this video is going to kind of hopefully wake people up to them. Because when we drop it, we want to just blast it all over. And we would like to turn it into an organization where it's nonprofit, where people can, you know, support it. You know what I mean?
Always. Yeah, no,
so what I
want to
do is, let's set up a meeting with me, you, and them, so we can set up something so it can become legit. You know what I mean? Because what they're doing, man, it's special, man. And they're really trying to send a message out there, and there's no bullcrap. It's like they're really trying to do something right. I met all the girls, and it's only like four or five of them, but they got a lot of girls and a lot of guys that support them. So we shot this video. We had about 20 people come out just to dance and do like a small little flash mob and be actors in it and play the kid in school and play the bad side. You know what I mean? We had people come out. They support it for free. Nobody was out here, yeah, I need $50. No, it was all for free just for the love of the support of, sending a message out there that's good for the youth.
Gotcha. Now, I like what they do. I've been checking them out. No, totally. Let's set that meeting up and make something official. And by the way, one of my boys is one of the Power Rangers. I'm not gonna say which one, but he's listening to your show right now. He goes, "Hey, yo, good stuff, man. I'm gonna jump on the show soon." So
shout out Power Rangers, you.
Let me ask you a question, Shane, and I think we should do this once each and every time you do a show. As a choreographer and having the experience that you have, let's say somebody wants to get involved in popping. You know, what's some of the first steps that they should practice and they should learn, or what's some of the suggestions you say as far as you would have as far as advice goes on starting that
I'll say this. Yeah, if you're trying to get into any style of dance, I'll say it, popping. You know, because you mentioned that. You're lucky because right now we have YouTube. There are some dope YouTube tutorials on there, and they will show you how to isolate your muscles, how to take it from your legs, because a lot of people pop from different areas. I've seen people pop from their face, from their neck, from their arms, forearms, neck, from the neck, I mean from the thighs, the calf, the knee. Like, a lot of people pop from different areas. There are tutorials out there. I will try to have this information for y'all next week on which tutorials to go to. But Salah has a really nice one out there where he's just basically showing you isolation of muscles, which ones to use and which ones to pop to get your pops clean. Because it's not a certain move you do to pop, it's what you do with your body, how you isolate certain muscles to get that pop and that isolated look to make your – when I like to see – the reason I like Papa Taco so much, because when he was in the movie Breaking, he would pop so hard that his curl right in front of his face would just jerk. And that was the coldest thing I had ever seen.
No, get in a better place. Need better signal. Can't hear you.
Damn.
Okay,
I'll never do it here again. Yeah. So what I was saying was, one of the things that I like to see the most is when people can pop, and you can see like Poppin' Taco had that curl, and he would pop, and when he would pop, you would just see it shake just a little bit, and it just showed so much energy was going through his body when he isolated that. The hair was responding to it, and I love to see that. So check out tutorials and make sure you're learning from somebody that's showing you from the leg pop. That's actually just like popping the knee back. The forearm, that's basically just isolating the forearm and snapping it, and keep doing it until your arm is sore so your body can get used to that, where it's just natural. A real popper, most poppers don't even think about these things because it's so natural for them to do it, but it should become like second breath, you know what I mean? You should be able to do it without even thinking about it. And the face, there's certain ways you can tense up your face that can make your pop even harder. There's certain ways you can move your chest and isolate your chest and snap your chest back, or you can contract your chest back or pop your chest out, which is a chest pop. The harder you hit that with the smallest amount of movement is usually when you get the hottest pop. So it's not a certain move, it's just the way you look, it's the way you move your body and how you isolate your body. So pick up those tutorials, go to Salah. I can't think of too many because I'm not a guy who watches videos to learn how to dance because I've been doing it forever. And, you know, some of the things I already know, but I do
know
to learn it.
That's a new alert. Signal.
Yeah. I know. I'm here. I hear it. So if you hear me, yo, make sure you pay attention to that. Check that out. Go online and just look up certain things, pop in tutorials. And get that down first because those are the basics. And I will say that if you're trying to be a locker, if you're trying to be a whacker, if you're trying to be a breaker, please get the basics down because you always say, when people take class, they always say, how come it doesn't look the way you look? You can learn my choreography all day, but if you don't know where my choreography comes from, where my body's coming from, where my dance is coming from, you'll never be able to do it the way I do it. But if you learn those basic movements, you would be like, oh, now I get it. Now I see why he hits in this area and why it looks the way it looks because he's rolling his chest a certain way. Because dance, I can show y'all moves, but to dance is the hardest thing to teach somebody because the dance is what I feel. The moves is what I do. The dance is what I feel. That's why when you put on five different songs, I'm going to dance five different ways because what I feel is totally different. You know what I mean? It's totally different. What I hear in that music is going to take me in a different direction. So y'all need to understand that. Real dancers that just dance from feel, you would be like, wow, that dude could go all day long. It's crazy because he's going off of feel. He's not going off of what somebody's shouting. He's going off of where the music takes him. You know, you can already feel when the breakdown's about to come. When the breakdown, everything drops but the drum track. You just got the kick and the snare. Your body's going to move totally different when you just hear that kick and the snare. Then that bass line comes in. That's going to take you to a whole other world. And then the hi-hat drops back in. You're like, whoa. You know, you're like, oh, like, that's when you see a dancer. You know what I mean? You can't teach that. That's just a feel. You know? So, but, yo, I got to get out of here. It's like 5:35 out here in Indianapolis. I got to be at the show at 6. They're picking up at 5:45, so I got to finish getting dressed. I just want to shout out everybody in Indianapolis, everybody in Los Angeles, and everybody in the world listening to Planet Dance. Yo, Easy is on the line right now supporting, like always. Shout out to Mahoy, and shout out to all the dancers, all the dance mongers. If you don't know what a dance monger is, dance monger is the person who eats, sleeps, dreams, thinks, believes everything, dance. Dance mongers. Dance mongers unite. That's what's up. Get it. E, I love you. Talk to you when I get back to L.A. Planet Dance, shouting out. Let me get that exit intro. I'm sorry I didn't play no music for y'all, but I didn't have time. I had to talk. So, Chris, tell him to do. Talk to you soon. All right. Cincinnati is in the building. I'm out of here. Get it.
All right, brother. Well, I'm going to play some music for some of the listeners, and then we're going to be out. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to Easy Way Broadcasting Planet Dance. Make sure you check out my show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have a lot of fun. We actually have one of the biggest producers, Underground, coming on my show this Friday. So we're going to pop on Save Your Youth. This is Planet Dance. Hope you guys are enjoying the show.
You know, there's a lot of negative things going on in our community. And I think it's time to come together. It's being time to come together. And you know what they say. It takes a village to raise a child. So let's save our youth. Can we all come together and show our youth we care? Even though it might be challenging, they need to know we there. In my eyes, it's like all this madness isn't fair. What a shame because their souls are pure, but who's to blame? If we all come together, I'm sure that we can change, make a difference in their lives. They'll see it ain't the same. It's not about hanging out on the corner, making change. It's about education and getting occupation, living the church of dreams, working hard as it seems. Choose the right way, choose the path to success. Double what you know, study hard, do your best. Keep your head in the books, not the streets, have the test. Think about it, do you really want to be in these streets? Trying to make yourself up for who you're trying to be? Is it really, truly worth it going to jail over dumbness? Put your faith in God, that positive overcome this. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way. Keep your head up, set truth, because your blessing's on the way. Stand up and let our youth know we care. While the negative, the positive is there. Let them know that there is a better way.
I'm gonna need you. the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to Planet Dance with Dan Smith.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks' Planet Dance, and I'm out.